he awakens my ear to hear as a disciple, as one who is taught. Lord God has opened my ear, and I have not been rebellious, nor have I turned backward. Father, we just thank you for your presence. We thank you that you're here in our midst. We just give you complete freedom. You are the head of your church, and we just thank you so much. Lord, I thank you for each and every individual that you brought here tonight, Lord. Lord, I ask that you would put a deposit within him, within each one of them, Lord God. And also I thank you, Lord, that you're releasing a blessing tonight over them, something that they need to hear, something that will take effect, and something that will be manifested in their lives. Now, Lord, I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I was sitting there thinking about what to share tonight, and I knew that I was going to be doing this, but and the Lord just kind of dropped it in my heart. And there's some things in this tonight that one of it is a blessing that God wanted me to read to you. And I believe he shared with me tonight this blessing would occur. I mean, it probably already is occurring, but some of you need to hear this. And when you hear it, you're going to say, man, I'm so glad you said that tonight. It's not me, okay? I'm just a delivery boy, okay? But if it's the Lord, you're going to just walk out of here dancing. That's all I got to say. Amen. But and the rest of it's just kind of information. The thing about it is that I think a lot of things that are being said prophetically right now are resonating within us because we're all hearing the same thing. Different versions, different ways. The Holy Spirit communicates to you maybe differently than he does to me, but we're all hearing the same thing. He's coming soon. I'm coming soon. And so the reaction to that is the relationship that you have with him is becoming more intimate. I mean, you maybe even get to the point where you're visualizing actually seeing him. I like to do that a lot, actually, because he knows I want to see him. He does. He does. He knows I want to see him. I want to have a meeting. Amen. But he's there at the same time, too. You always go, well, you know, it says it's very blessed. He doesn't see him, leaves. But there's that fine line. But I really want to see you. I know you're talking to me. Can I see you? You know, can we spend some time together? Tell me whatever you want to say, you know? And he speaks, you know, and we hear him, but you know what? There's nothing wrong with wanting to see your Lord. In wanting to see his return, it says that to hasten his coming, that we can actually hasten his coming. What a responsibility that is. We have a responsibility to bring the Lord's return soon. And I believe that hastening his coming is the intimacy that we have with him, the trust level that we have in him. And getting to that place where we just love him so much, and we're so much together with him that the trust and the love and everything is just completely culminating to where we're so close, he returns. And now, of course, out of that relationship with the Lord, I mean, you can't be in the relationship in the presence of God in that strength and not want to go out and tell the world. And so there's a stimulation that's coming from the throne room of God that we're moving into. You can tell the atmosphere has been changing and shifting, but the focus must remain upon the Lord, not on the kings that are on the earth. Hello. So I just want to encourage you. Amen. So I'm reading this scripture in Proverbs 16:5, and it says, in the light of the king's countenance, in the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud bringing the latter rain. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud bringing the latter rain. Now, I'm sure you guys have heard about the early and the latter rain, talks about in the scripture, and that is really describing Israel and the climate there. At least you have the early rains, which were like in the autumn time, and it would germinate the seeds, and you know that's when you would plant. But then it had the latter rain, which would come in the springs, the heavy latter rain, the springs, which would cause the harvest to occur, things to ripe, you know, would become ripe, and those rains would do that, and that was for the purpose of the earlier and latter rains. But it's interesting, the scripture, you know, everything in scripture is so fascinating to me because it pertains, it's very prophetic in nature. It says, in the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud bringing the latter rain. His favor. You have the favor of God, by the way. He favors you. Oh, you don't know where you're at, huh? I thought you had the word of knowledge now. Come on, class. And I thought you guys had the thing memorized. Bill's holding out on us. He knows exactly where it's at, but I'll save you from speak there. Proverbs 16. Yeah, Proverbs 16, verse 15. Yeah, 16, 15. Did I say 15, 16? 16, 15. That's right. I got that spiritual dyslexia. Amen. Did you find it? Yep. Proverbs 16:15. So early in our reigns. Now in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 14, the Lord says here, I will give the rain for your land, in its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine, and your oil. So God gives the rain, right? He says, I will give you the rain for your land in what? In its season. So he gives you the rain. It's in his timing, but it's for your land. He says, the early and I rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine, and oil. Now, the application of that is for us, but I would submit to you, but as you read these things, consider this, that this is a message to us about our ministries. But really, it's not our ministry. His ministry through us is what I should say. That's a proper way to say it. His ministry through us. It's always about that. He's always concerned with his disciples. He always wanted to impart to them the mission, impart to them his image, impart to him the purpose and all the above. So you have to look at the rain as impartation for you to carry out your mission on this earth. Because your mission is his mission. It's his ministry. It's his rain that he sends. So that you may gather in your grain, your new wine, and your oil. So God gives us the grain and the new wine and the oil. The grain, you can see almost, you know, as to me, I look at that, God would gather in the grain, the souls, the new wine, the born-again people, the oil, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You have all these elements in the Scripture in this early and latter rain. And I'm sure you've heard umpteen teachings on it. So you probably may be more versed in this than I am. Deuteronomy 28, this is what the Lord wanted me to read over you tonight to bless you. This is something that I had in my wedding vows, our wedding vows, I should say. It says, if you will listen diligently to the voice of your Lord your God, being watchful to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, the Lord God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth. And these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, if you heed the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your beasts, the increase of your cattle, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading trough. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies to rise up against you, to be defeated before your face. They shall come against you one way, but they'll flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you in the storehouse and in all that you undertake, and he will bless you in the land for which the Lord God gives you. The Lord will establish you as a people holy to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord and your God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by my name in the presence of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity through the fruit of your body, of your livestock, of your ground, and the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord shall open to you his good treasury, the heavens, to give the rain of your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hands. And you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you to this day, and are watchful to do them. So that is on you. I just put it on you. Amen. By the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to follow up just a little bit on that. You see, you're actively trying to hear God on a daily basis. You are. You before Him every day. You read. You whatever you pray. You do. You're constantly doing this. So when He commands or He orders you to do something, you've already put yourself in position to hear. So the fact that you have a relationship and that you're exercising that on a daily basis puts you in position to meet these conditions. Now, we know that we're not under the law anymore, right? But God still blesses. He didn't stop blessing just because we're not under the law. No, He wants to bless us. He wants us to have all this stuff. There's no question about it. But He gives them to those people who are actively serving Him. You hear what I'm saying? And so because if you're actively serving Him and you really are going to complete your mission on this earth, you are committed to it. He's got you. Believe me, He's going to give you everything that you need to be able to fulfill that mission, just like He did Anthony. Now, it doesn't mean everybody in here is a street preacher or a pastor or whatever. You know, we're all different, but we're all just as important. And just like that guy that was drinking in the bar, you know, you may be out at some, gathering or social gathering or whatever. Maybe you're going to a football game. It doesn't matter. He said the Holy Spirit came upon him. He knew the Holy Spirit came upon him because he knew his voice and he was listening and he was in position. Remember what he said? He just got done with a bad car deal. He didn't really go into detail, but he didn't get the car. And so he's kind of down. Now, he wasn't going to the bar to drink, I don't think. That doesn't seem like Anthony, but maybe he was. Who cares? The point is, he heard the Lord, the Holy Spirit come upon him, and he began to step out in something he had never done before. Now, he's a street preacher, so he's got to be pretty bold, but he's not a, I've seen, he sent me clips, he preaches love. He really, I mean, that's what comes out of his mouth. This guy is a love, just comes out of him, how God loves you and wants to save you, and that's kind of his heart. But God added to what he could do, and he moved in a different dimension because he could hear him. You're the same way. That's why when Richard started to worship and stuff like that, I mean, you could tell the room just shifted. But it shifted mostly because of you. I mean, because, I know it's true. I've been in some meetings where it's just like, it's like people were not awake or they don't care or whatever, I mean, it's not always like that, but sometimes it can be. But you're serious. To come on a Thursday night when it's cold out, I mean, how many people didn't come tonight because of that? And I know there's been a few. I could name one of them. I can name two. You know what I'm saying? But that's okay. I believe that I read this. This went on everybody, okay? This isn't just for us here. I believe this went on everybody. But God wanted me to tell you, you've got favor with Him. And He loves you. And to keep talking and keep yourself in position. He wants to bless you. Amen. The blessings of God are going to come upon you and they're going to overtake you in areas that you can't even imagine. Remember, it's the riches in Christ Jesus. You can't put a dollar figure on that. You just can't do it. So don't be looking for this or that, and God may bless you, make you all billionaires. It doesn't really matter. What the point is, it's the treasures of Christ Jesus that we want to seek, but we also want to understand that those are the true riches in this earth. And when God says He wants to bless us, when you look at it from a standpoint of, okay, I'm here, you've given me a job to do, thank you for that, I want to go ahead and do my job, I command you to one another, I'm going to fall in line, I'm going to meet the criteria in this, I make it real simple, I command you one another, you see, made it simple, real simple. So everybody we come across, we love. Just make it an opportunity. God will fill your heart with so much love when you go about your day and you're talking to people and you just find a way to just and cheer them up, And I was in Walgreens the other day and this lady, and she, I don't know if she was having a bad day or what, she just didn't look very good. And I just sat there and found a way just to cheer her up. I didn't have to say, thus says the Lord, and start preaching in tongues at her. Didn't have to do any of that because the love of God is inside of me. And if Jesus says something through me, hey, how are you doing? Or I care. He is saying it through me. Do you think it's going to have an impact? Of course it is. And that's where you got to get to the place where you let go of this idea that God doesn't speak through you at all times, because he does and he will if you just simply love people. Because they'll come up inside of you. When you're loving them, the thought will be there. It may be even a word of knowledge. They don't even know that it is that, but you will. So anyway, I just wanted to share that blessing. I wanted to get that out. Did anybody receive that? Or? Yeah, amen. That's okay. Just because we yell out doesn't mean we got it, right? Amen. Okay, I want to do two more scriptures and then we'll... Now let's go to Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2. Verse 23. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he gives you the former or early rain in just measure and righteousness, and in righteousness, and he causes to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain as before. And the threshing floor shall be full of grain, and the vat shall overflow with juice of the grape and oil. And I will restore and replace for you the years that the locust has eaten, the hopping locust, the stripping locust, and the crawling locust, my great army which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. And you shall know and understand and realize that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I, the Lord, am your God, and there is none else. My people shall never be put to shame. And then he goes on and reads here, and it says, and afterwards I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions, even upon your men servants and upon your maid servants. In those days I will pour out of my spirit, and I will show signs and wonders in the heavens, on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day the Lord comes. And whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered and saved. For in Mount Zion and all Jerusalem there shall be those who escape, as the Lord has said, from among the remnant of survivors shall be those whom the Lord calls. Tremendous scripture. It's speaking of Israel. And how God was going to bless them and restore them and put them back in their land. And then it says that he's going to pour his spirit out upon all flesh. And so this rain, that the latter rain, the heavy latter rain, is for the purpose for the harvest. And so he's pouring out of his spirit. Even now as I speak, he is pouring out of his spirit upon you and upon this world for those that are ready for this move and this revival and this day and this age, that we would stand up and we'd say, yes, I will go deliver your word. I will go to that person. I will do this thing that you've given me to do, Holy Spirit. And you will be aware of this power and this anointing. This anointing, saints, comes on you in the most... I mean, you could be just doing anything. All of a sudden, it just comes on you. It's just like Anthony was saying, the Holy Spirit came upon me. And everybody in here, I believe you've experienced this at one point in time or another. You need to develop an expectation for this. Because I want to tell you that the move of God is going to go outside of these walls. It's going to go out into the highways and the byways. That is where this move is going to occur. It doesn't mean that we won't have gatherings. It doesn't mean that we won't have worship and all those things. We will have them. But the emphasis will be out there in the highways and the byways, the places that people will never come in to a church and will never come into a setting like that. There will be settings like that to come in, and to, like they did in the upper room, to come in and get charged and get, you know, ask for the boldness, and the power comes and we move back out. But we do not try to build our own kingdoms. We don't try to build the church, because the church is built out there with living stone. And if that would have been the emphasis of all these works in this country, in this very nation, we never would be in the place that we are today. These religious structures are coming down. And it's sad. But you know what? I believe there's going to be some that are going to get it, and they're going to change their whole way they operate. Because, you know, you can't, like that, like Anthony, you can't fake that stuff. That guy, I mean, he goes, "Who are you? Who are you?" People are going to say, "Who are you?" You know, I'm just a delivery boy. I'm just a delivery girl. That's all I am. But you know what? That's exactly how the Lord uses people all the time. He sends the people that are just, you know, just got a bad car deal. This life isn't being really, really happy right now. And yet they'll go in their desperation, in their hurts, and in their pains, and they'll take the time to minister life to somebody else. That's what's inside your heart. And that is the training of the Holy Spirit of what you are currently encountering. God wants you to identify how He's training you so that you can hear Him in a clearer way. Because when you know how He's training you, you know what to do when He's putting you in that situation where He's telling you how to handle it. Now you're working hand in hand with the Holy Spirit. You can even write down how He's training you. I could write down for everybody in here what He's training. He's training everybody in this room about patient endurance. It's simple as that. And it's as hard as that. Because when your patient runs out, that's when endurance kicks in. And when you don't have any more endurance, you get to shift over to patience. But you're starting to realize it, that this human patience has a limit, and human endurance has a limit. But the power of God, patience is a power from the Holy Spirit. Endurance is a power from the Holy Spirit. It never wears out. And that's where He's teaching you to not just tag into it, but to walk into it and to be one with it. And everything you encounter, you will recognize immediately this requires patience, but you will not pull on the patience that you've learned from the world. You will pull on the patience that you have learned from the Holy Spirit that anchors you into the rock of Jesus. And that's you will be just like the Apostle Paul. You'll say the same thing. This is light affliction here. This is nothing. It's better for me to go, but it's better for you that I stay here. Yeah, the ship isn't going to wreck because I've got to go and roam where they can kill me. I mean, you know, it's that might be, we might be martyred. I mean, it's okay. Whatever. He's already got it all written out anyway. What can anything happen here on this planet to us that can stop us from being in His presence? Nothing. Nothing can snatch us out of His hands. Never. We're eternity right now. Yeah, there's a rapture, but you could say we're already caught up in some ways. You hear what I'm saying? But I just want to encourage you. And you look in the book of Revelation, you read it tonight about the Philadelphia church. You read why they were spared from the trials that were happening on the earth. He said to them, because you have learned My lesson of patient endurance. And that's why we are being drilled in this day in and day out and day in and day out. And I can see some of you have been standing for quite some time over a number of things. But some of you are standing for the very thing that you want. You want to see a move of God on this earth. You have sought for years. You've wanted to be in the presence. You've gone from meeting to meeting to meeting. You've gone from teacher to teacher to teacher. You've gone from tape to television to this to that. You've spent time and time in prayer. And you realize you come to the same solution. There's nothing like being in His presence. I mean, to hear from his lips your name, or that He tells you He loves you, or whatever the Holy Spirit is telling you, or Jesus is telling you, you to sit there and get to the place of enjoyment, which is the greatest thing in the world, to be able to sit there and stay in that secret place of the Most High, and just to hear Him, is the greatest time you will ever experience on the planet. And that is where we are at. That is where you are at. This is something that you will never take for granted. Again, I don't think you do, but leaving this meeting tonight, it will hit you. It's hit you. It is so deep penetrated right down into your heart right now that is it. I don't need anything else except just to hear his voice. Why do you think Jesus said, "Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" That was the worst thing that he ever experienced, to be separated from the Father, to not be able to hear his voice or to feel his presence. And we have that every day in our life. And so we can never have a bad day when you look at it like that. And so I just want to encourage you, this rain, this latter rain is coming in a force that we just cannot even be. It's like Ezekiel's river. It rose to the top. It couldn't be stopped. It couldn't be crossed. It was going, streaming right out of the temple, right out of the temple. And we are the temple of God. Amen? And can you picture that flood coming out through you to touch humanity? And the reason why it comes through you, and the reason why it's going to be released, because you have learned to love people, not in your own power, but by his perspective. You, all those that you've been challenged with, all those that you haven't forgiven, all those that gave you trouble, you have learned to let them go and to look at them through the eyes, as I sat on the cross, as the Lord sat on the cross, and looked out through his eyes and said, "I forgive them." They didn't know what they were doing. That was the very thing that he's been instructed in teaching you for years, and you've now gotten to the place where you're able to implement it, and now you're completely set free, and now my love can truly come through you like a rushing river. That's how he does it. So he's brought us to this place. The planet is to this place. Our brothers and sisters in the gathering that's over in South Africa, they sense the same thing. They could no longer run in the traditions of man. They could no longer take it anymore. Just when they found a place that they thought was kind of good, it turned out not to be good because they weren't looking. They were looking for the Lord the whole entire time and did not even realize that he was right there all along. It's not about putting together something to glorify him. It's about bearing fruit. Jesus said, "When you bear much fruit, you glorify me." And it's sad to say, but there's so many plants, they're sitting in buildings week after week after week. And they never get to hear what I just said. But you heard it. And you have it in you. And you can spread it. Because people need to know what is on the horizon. Well, this is what's on the horizon. It's the latter rain. And you got other scriptures talking about the former and latter rain appearing at once, being poured out once, where someone gets born again and all of a sudden they're matured. I mean, it's the Spirit of God that matures us. It's not us ourselves. It says, you know, Apollo planted, you know, somebody else watered, but God gave the increase. And so the increase that happens within you and with me is determined by who? The Lord. And when he turns up the power and he turns up the increase, I mean, look at the things that were going through some of those guys like Paul. They just took handkerchiefs. Who thought up of that idea? Hey, if we just touch you with a handkerchief and take over and people be healed. I mean, did Paul come up with that? Who came up? I was wondering about that. I mean, you know, well, we just can't get to everybody. You know, let's just cut up some rags and, you know, you guys can take it out and do your home meetings and take a handkerchief to your home meeting and, you know, and somebody needs to be healed, just have them touch it. Well, God, not only did he get healed, we got people, demons are coming out of him, Paul. So, wow, that's a double whammy there. Just take some more hanky. You know, I mean, we've limited ourselves. Can you imagine that would happen? Somebody take a handkerchief from you and then somebody else gets healed? I mean, no, of course you wouldn't think that. But the only reason why I'm trying to tell you, why not think that?
Why not?
I mean, not in the sense to do some silly things. I'm just saying this. We've got to think bigger. We've got to accept who's within us. We've got to come to the place where we recognize the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is saying this to the world. I will no longer be ignored. And so we have to get to that place where we allow him to just take control of the mind of Christ in us, to see him as he is. And so that our problems that we think are so monumental, just they fade away into nothing because we know how much he loves other people. When the love of God comes through you towards other people, it's like you're blinded. You have love beyond the knowledge of who they might be. It looks beyond that. It looks into the very soul that where you can speak the words of life to them. I was really just blessed by Anthony. I was blessed him, you know, when I got there, he didn't know this, but the whole time I said, man, I want what you got. Going out to the streets and just like, it's not like the streets here. South Africa streets are different than the streets here, you know. It might kill you, you know. But you think about all these people that, we talked about last week about all of these genders that they're teaching kids in colleges. You know, there's 70. Yeah, they have 72 of them, I think, now. And this is possession on a mass level, yes. Saints. Yes. I'm telling you, possession on a mass level. Because this whole thing is to conform into the image of Jesus. And that you can see the demonic this doctrine of demons, yeah. that are so prevalently out there. Not, and you know, I'm dealing with some people right now that I'm very close to that have these issues, and I've got to love them, and I love them. Wow. And if it comes up, I can talk, but I'm just letting the Holy Spirit lead me. But the point is this: I'm going to pray. I'm going to target. Yeah. I love them. I'm not targeting them because, oh, you're wrong and you're going to hell. Da, 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 da. That's not it. It's he wants to save them. Amen. He doesn't want to condemn. He wants to save them. And so if we have the right attitude, God will use us in situations to really touch a world. Amen. All right, let's all stand up to our feet. I've got more on this, but I just think we've done enough.
Ish.
Well, you kind of confirmed what I was saying earlier. The Lord was telling you to stay close to him, because it's in the intimacy that we get the understanding. But also, too, that I'm hearing that we're called to we have responsibility over this land. We have accountability over this land. I think sometimes, we don't recognize that enough. And so because we have an accountability, our prayers over this nation, over other nations, whether other believers, whatever, our prayers just in general do things. So you never know. It's like I think it was my brother was sharing somewhere earlier where all these people got saved, and we don't even know why it happened, in the 1800s or whatever. Is that what I was sharing with you earlier? It was in the 1800s. I think it was in Scotland. Where was it in Scotland? Yeah, where all these people, just the whole town got saved.
Yeah.
How did it happen? It could have been one person praying or whatever. Yeah, so we have responsibility.
Passing through the town.
It could be.
Got out of their cars and fell on the ground and said, what must I do to be saved?
Yeah, because see, when a gift of faith would hit you, if you got a gift of faith hit you tonight, and you drove, down there right, where, Clemson was playing Carolina, and you got the gift of faith that, Carolina would win that game. Something like that. You know what I'm saying? But, gift of faith, it could come on you, and you could pray something if it came on you. And it might be for an area or whatever. So anyway, I just kind of got off the rabbit trail there. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God is so good. I just want to give you a word of encouragement. I just want to tell you that I really feel that it's like a season. God, it's like we go through a season, and it's like it's monsoon season, but the season's about to end. And the sun's coming out. Amen. And you're going to be greatly encouraged. Amen. Because there's a discouragement that keeps attacking you. It's like you get it off your back. It's like a monkey. It keeps coming. And when I was over in South Africa, I kept saying, it's good to have monkey got off your back. Well, they worship monkey gobs down the street. I didn't know that. I kept saying that whole meeting. Yeah. Well, there's this thing, it's off your back in Jesus' name. I just felt like I had to, by the power of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb,
thank you're set free from that thing, okay? It's not inside you, okay? It's just, yeah, it's like a harassing thing, you know what I mean? But you're going to be much, much better. You're going to be a lot lighter. And the reason why I think the shift has occurred, because the Lord, there's such a tremendous fire in you to serve. You know what I'm saying? You always want to serve. You always want to do something from God, and you just, it burns inside of you. And I believe what's going to happen in this next season is a refinement of understanding, okay? It's like finding your niche, you know what I mean? And it's not like you haven't had a niche, but it's finding the right niche. And the Holy Spirit is going to lead you right to that right place. Just be assured of it, and to be comforted by these words, because you're going to find that right thing. Because, see, it says in the Word that, you know, God searches to and fro throughout the earth to find a heart who's after Him. Amen. And when He finds that heart, you know what He does? He strengthens them. Amen. And so your heart has been after Him. Now He's sending the strength tonight. And you're going to come out of here with a boldness and understanding, because the things I'm saying to you are between you and Him. And so I don't know you. I mean, I know you kind of, but I don't know you. So just be comfortable with those words, okay? And one of the things that I see happening in your ministry in the Lord is that you will get information from the Lord, but you will ponder them. You won't necessarily give it out right away. The reason why He teaches you and strengthens that way, because a person's a counselor, and someone would come to you and say, "Will you keep this in confidence?" You know what I'm saying? You're going to get a lot of that, okay? And that pondering within Himself to keep it in confidence. You won't even let anybody know. You'll talk to the Lord about it, but you won't let anybody else know. Because that healing ministry has been clogged up a little bit, but God's going to release it again, where it's going to be in a greater dimension. You've seen God heal before, but not like this, okay? This is going to be much, much more dramatic, and it's going to be the healing of the mind. One after another after another. I mean, people that just can't stop crying, okay? They're just sad 24/7, and God's going to send them to your door one after another after another, and you're going to see the power of Jesus Christ set them free. Amen. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you. I didn't know you were a midwife. I knew it. Why did I not know that? Yes. I did not know that. He told me that. Why did I not know that? Or maybe I did know and I forgot. Oh, it all makes sense now to me. Amen. God is so good. Amen. I just want to give you a word of encouragement. Amen. It's, you know, I keep hearing that word in my spirit. It's been a long time coming. And I don't know what it is that you're standing for or what you've asked for specifically. And the Holy Spirit's not giving it to me. But it's been a long time coming, but it's going to come just at the right time. And it's not going to be behind, or it's going to be just in the perfect timing of the Lord. Because everything that you do in your ministry is about timing. And because you know so much about the timing of the Lord, this one thing is going to come right on time. And you can count on that, because God is totally with you on this. And not only that, He's giving you some ideas. You know, sometimes we want to wind down as we get older. Not that you're old, okay? But as we're trying to wind down, but it's not going to be like that. It's going to wind up. But I will say this, as it winds up, it's going to be easy, because God's going to show you how to streamline things. I don't know if that's delegating or whatever it is, or just some kind of a delegation I see coming through you, where you're a general in a sense, you know, and giving the orders or whatever generals like you do. Amen? That's so good. Lord, just bless her, Lord, in Jesus' name. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Can't tell if He's hiding from me or not back there. Amen. God is so good. I just want to give you a word of encouragement. Not that you need it, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Amen? God is so good, Shannon. Before I could really be good at diving, I had to get flexible. I wasn't flexible enough. I don't know why, but my God didn't make me in a way initially where I could, I just can't do it today. But I had to be able to put my chest down here, okay? And it took quite a while. I had actually, my coach was Jewish, and so we trained at a Jewish community center. And he was Italian too. And so you take the Italian and Jewish blood, and when you get mad at you, boy, it was bad. And anyway, so he made me go back, and I had to sit in these whirlpools, and I kept working. It just took me a while to get flexible enough. But the reason why I had to have the flexibility is that I couldn't go into these really super hard dives without it. And I see the Lord training you. You're ready to go into a, it's like athletes that I've had that are moving to like the next level or something that hadn't been done yet. It's the best way to explain it. They'd never done it. They couldn't, there's nobody that ever did a gear 3.5 tuck on the earth. And all of a sudden, this guy had to go do it, you know? Well, there were so many components involved to be able to do it. And one of the components was flexibility. And you had to be able to fold up and put your chest down on your knee, because you spin like this, you're not going to spin as fast as if you get your chest down your knee in rotation. And so in saying that, I would submit to you that the Holy Spirit is moving through you in this area of flexibility. He hasn't given me the specifics, but it's something where you're going to hear the Lord tell you to do something that you would not normally do, that moves you in an area that's kind of uncharted territory is the best way to explain it. You know, because when you've been around for a while, you kind of know the ins and outs of everything. But this is a door that's opening up to you that you're going to walk through, and you're not going to be familiar. And it's going to create this flexibility for God to take you to this thing that hasn't been done yet, that's been prophesied will be done. It's just like Damascus. I'm not saying you're going to destroy Damascus, but Damascus has not been destroyed yet, where nobody else can inhabit it. It's going to happen. We can see it could happen tonight. So these are things that have been spoken in the Word of God, that in the last days He'll pour out His Spirit upon all flesh, and there's signs and there's wonders and there are things that are going to occur that God wants to do. And I just want to encourage you with that. So get into the flexibility. I had some people sit on me, man. It wasn't easy. These big old guys had to get on me and push me down, and my muscles didn't want to go, but I wanted it. And that is what God has done. You look at all through the trial, I think the biggest thing right now, that you have wanted it. Day one, when He put that seed in you, the one thing was in there was, I want it. And nothing's going to keep me back from getting it. So be encouraged in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Where is that? Where is that wife of yours at? Is she gone?
I think she went to the bathroom.
I don't know. I could tell her now.
She went out the door.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll just have to hold it, won't we? Until next time I see her. Amen. God is so good. Well, I'll give you one then anyway. God is so good. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I've said this to you before, okay? That you carry such a strong anointing, brother. You really do. And I don't know, God is just transforming you. Every time I see you, it seems like just something else is layer. It's like layers just being placed on you and placed on you and placed on you. And the one thing that I see the Lord really using me strongly in is in areas and things that you wouldn't. This is what the Lord God, this Holy Spirit says. He rather likes the way you perceive yourself. And in saying that, he likes the fact that you don't think of yourself as being important. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the farthest thing from you. You're Richard. You know what I'm saying? And he you know, it said that Moses is the most humblest man on the earth. And there's a humility, it's a godly humility inside you, okay? It's not man-made. It's a godly humility inside of you that manifests itself when you minister. And when you sing that song, Humble Thyself to the Side of the Lord, I know that's something, I like that song, it helps me out or whatever. But when you sing it, it's like it's part of you. This is something that God is going to develop in you in a greater dimension. And you're going to find yourself in situations where the power of God's going to move through you so strongly. In the areas of healing, you're going to see some deliverance, but mainly it's going to be just in healing. And you are going to be absolutely blown away that Jesus is doing this through you. It will not change you, except it'll bring you to tears. That's all I got to say. And you will weep like a baby, man. You are going to be Jeremiah was a ball baby. You're going to be you are going to weep. I mean, brother, you're going to weep and weep and weep. It's because you were just so, you can't express it any other way when Jesus shows up like that. So I just want to encourage you in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, we just thank you for what you've done here tonight, God. I thank you for just blessing us. Lord, we receive your word. Receive what it is. You said receive your blessings tonight, Lord. We receive the latter rain, Lord, in heavy manner. Just pour it down. We just receive all that, God. What you want to have, what you want to do with your church and with us, it's you total, just lead us, Lord. We just give you complete right and access to our hearts, that you would take us and use us in this earth for your glory, that you would be lifted up, that we truly would come to the place of learning how to yield totally to you, that you're totally the head in everything pertaining to our lives. We worship you and we love you and we thank you in advance for the great things that you're doing through those who have gathered here tonight, Lord. And those who could not be here tonight, Lord, let the blessings that we read in Deuteronomy, let them come upon them, Lord. Let the latter rain come upon them, Lord, in heaviness, the heaviness of the latter rain. Let it come forth from your throne room right now and touch each and every individual, Lord. And we thank you for that, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, God bless everybody. Amen.